it out. You know, a lot of the sequences are improvised. It just didn't come out of anyone's mouth. Yeah.
I noticed that most of the time when the motorcycles were riding on the road, there was no cars. And then it was only towards the end where they began to get the traction. So was this deliberate?
Well, yeah, again, a lot of this footage is shot, you know, as you go and the way. I think probably in the editing stylistically, eventually, for the most part, you know, when you're on these roads, once you're off the freeways or 66 or any of that, there aren't any other cars on the road, you know, a good deal of the time. And so I would imagine it was just a stylistic choice. As they looked through the footage, they saw that very few shots had anyone in it, and they just decided it might be jarring. Keep it consistent. Yes? Excuse me, how much of the what was due to Terry? That's the one thing that's still being debated at this moment. That's always hard to say. I mean, they had three writers on it. When they first came around where I was, which was I was working on a movie for the same company that produced this movie, Raybird Productions, and Terry was already involved in the project. In fact, I had talked to him, I think, a while before himself, and he was already in it. The actual writing of the script that we went out with and then took off from was done in a very short period of time. They had an idea and an outline for a long time that they were working from, and raising the money and getting ready and deciding what they were going to have to do for New Orleans, which was the most pressing time problem that they had, because the Mardi Gras is only once and they couldn't actually, they didn't want to try and stage it. But Peter came back first and worked with Terry for a while together after they had all talked it over, and then Dennis came back for a couple of weeks, and it was during that period of time that the actual typing went on.